Sports Today on Brisbane's News Talk 4BC. Kieran Marsh with you through until 8pm. Well, the Gold Coast Titans registered their first competition points of the 2015 season on Saturday evening, courtesy of a thrilling win over the Sharks. I'm pleased to say their captain, Nate Miles, joins us now. Evening, Nate.
Hello, mate. How you going?
Yeah, very well, thanks. How has it been to get the monkey off the back, that first win of the season on Saturday night?
Yeah, look, it was a good win. We made it very tough for ourselves, but yeah, the monkey's often... the monkey was in a similar size and shape of Dave Taylor, mate. It was pretty heavy.
Given how much outside noise has been around the club, despite not having won a game until Saturday night, you must have been proud, Nate, about the way the playing group has handled themselves. Outside of that loss in the round two clash against the Panthers, you put up a really good fight in the first couple of weeks, considering everything that's been going on.
Yeah, look, it's been a very similar story with all of our games. You know, the effort's always top quality. You know what? From the boys, and execution's pretty poor, you know. And on the weekend too, it was another game won off the back of effort. You know, our goal line defence was fantastic. The effort on effort was good, but still a bit of polish there. And yeah, lucky we had Jimmy Roberts in the right place at the right time at the end to get the win. But you know, we do think it comes off the effort, and we just need to make sure we're better. Especially better for this weekend.
It's funny how it works. Almost every year we see that sort of game, three or four rounds in, where two of the only unbeaten teams come up against each other, and more often than not, they're cracking games.
Yeah, that's right. It was it's funny how the game works, mate. So I'm not. It's always awkward and the way that teams go about it. But yeah, look, we were happy with the win. We need to make sure we keep building off it.
You mentioned that the execution has been off and probably hasn't equaled the effort from the side in the first few weeks. How much of a balance has it been from the coach, Neil Henry, in terms of writing you guys about that execution but making sure the encouragement's there given the effort that's been amongst the playing group in the first couple of weeks?
Yeah, there's probably a bit of a fine line there, I think, in between being a little bit soft and on the coach's behalf. And I think Neil walks that line pretty well. He's a very disciplined coach, and he makes everyone accountable. So, yeah, for him not to overstep the line and I suppose, hurt people, he does go that extra mile to make sure that he is encouraging but also honest.
You mentioned James Roberts being in the right place at the right time. You probably couldn't nominate a teammate you'd prefer to have taken that intercept than himself, given the context of the game at that time.
Yeah, that's right. I said that to Jimmy straight after the game. I said, look, mate, I'd like to see you in a lot of positions, mate, but there's no other place or person I'd rather be in there at that time than you, and thank you very much. So he's a special player, mate. People underestimate the power he has, and everyone knows about his speed, but there's not too often that he makes a run or gets tackled without getting a quick play of the ball.
One thing that was really impressive about that play was all or nothing. He really summed up the situation, knew he had to come in and make that play to pretty much prevent the try. So it's good to see how much he has matured probably in the last season and a half in the Gold Coast.
Yeah, look, a few of his stats they read out today, I heard, you know, look, I think he's 20-odd tries from 30-odd games and for the club. And, you know, people, they don't realise how young he is, and he is maturing, and I think Neil and the coaching staff are doing a lot of things to help him in that regard. So I don't think we're anywhere near seeing the best of him, and hopefully he keeps improving for the side.
And one thing he does prove, Nate, is that in the modern game there's really no substitute for speed. A player such as yourself is probably thankful that players like James Roberts are on the fringes rather than in the middle.
No, I tend to dislike really fast players, mate. I can't get near them, and they remind everyone how slow some players are.
He is a really exciting talent. Speaking of exciting talents, unfortunate for Kieran Mosley that he had to pull out ahead of that game. Now, Bo Falloon's going to miss a week as well with that dangerous throw charge. So, throwing up a bit of a question mark about who's going to play the hooking role in the derby this Friday night against the Broncos. Will Kieran Mosley make it back in time, or will that responsibility fall to Matt Schrammer?
Look, mate, I'm not sure that 100% on Kieran yet. I going off how he was today, I think he'll be right. And look, he's definitely an asset for us and a great replacement. If Bowie's going to be missing a game or two.
And Matty Schrammer, I mean, he's no slouch. He played really well in the first couple of rounds in the Intrust Super Cup and earned his spot back in the team on the weekend. So if he's called upon again, he's not going to let anyone down in terms of you and your teammates.
No, that's right. The team's very confident in all of our hookers and the way they play the game. So, look, anyone who's out there, we know we'd be probably need to change a little bit of our playing style, as in the way we run and the timing of things. But, you know, they're all fantastic hookers. And, you know, like I said, it's a strong position for the club. If we do lose someone, that we can just replace them with, you know, either one of them.
It's always a special game between yourselves and the Broncos, particularly in the last couple of years. It's really gained that derby feel. Do you think you're meeting them at the right time, coming off your first win of the season, rather than being four straight losses?
Yeah, look, for sure. You know, meeting the Broncos any time for us is always an opportunity to improve. And, you know, we have nothing but respect for the Broncos and the way they play. And I think their performance on the weekend was a really gritty, solid performance, especially over in New Zealand, where they haven't had much luck in recent years. And I think they're playing great football. And, you know, a lot of their big guns have been notably sort of informed of their efforts lately. And, mate, that's the way that the great players respond and great teams respond under a great coach. And we got nothing but respect. And the way we need to approach the game is 100% that way.
It's going to be a significant game as well for one of your new teammates in Josh Hoffman. Obviously, he made the decision to move down the coast from Brisbane to further his career at the end of last year. And I think he's fitted in really well from an outsider's point of view in terms of watching him in the games you've played so far, Nate. From an insider's point of view, as the captain of the team, how have you enjoyed seeing Josh Hoffman progress as a Titan?
Mate, he truly is one of the great characters of the game. He's awesome to have around the team, and it really didn't take him long to start getting lippy and chirpy at training. So when he first came down, he was very quiet. And Corey Parker did ask me one day, and he started singing and yahoo, and I said no. And he goes, okay, just give it a couple of more weeks. And true to his word, mate, he come out flying. He's been fantastic for the club, for the boys, and always an energetic person at training.
Another exciting prospect at your club at present, Nate, is Kane Elgee. Made his NRL debut on the weekend, a former under-20s player of the year. He started the season really well for Tweed in the Intrust Super Cup. He's going to be better for his debut last week, and will love this sort of battle between himself and Ben Hunt on Friday night.
Yeah, look, I think he's, he had his debut on the weekend, Kano, but this week he gets to play up against a fantastic, very, very well-respected halfback in Benny Hunt. I'm sure he's going to really appreciate the challenge. And I thought maybe we were a little bit slack for Kano on the weekend in regards to creating a bit of go forward and allowing him to play a bit more footy. But, yeah, Kano's a fantastic kid and a really, really good dude. So for him to play against Benny Hunt, it's going to be something he needs to step up and try and enjoy and relish the opportunity.
Friday night's a great opportunity for you to repay the faith of your home fans, Nate. They've been sensational in terms of their support. After a difficult start to the season, both on and off the field, you've had near-record numbers in terms of membership, and they've really stuck by you in a tough time. So I'm sure yourself and the side will be keen to go out and put a good performance for them on Friday night.
Oh, mate, we are. We're very excited. You know, there isn't a home game that we don't talk about, as in repaying the Titans fans. And the Gold Coast community in general for us has been fantastic. And a true indication of the sort of people we have down here that support us with the way they've responded to the last couple of months. And, you know, like you said, mate, our memberships have risen. And, as a playing group now, we need to jump on and repay that.
Nate, just before we let you go, there were some interesting rumours swirling around last week about your future and where that might lie in rugby league. You seem to be surprised as us all at some of the places that were mentioned, some exotic destinations, possibly a move away from the Gold Coast. Are you any further to locking up your future in terms of rugby league? At this stage of your career, it's important to make a decision that benefits you long term, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Look, mate, there's been some difficult times of late, in my neck of the woods, so yeah, you know, my next decision is going to be a pretty solid one in regards to me and my wife. So I haven't ruled out anything yet, mate. I've still got a lot of things to think about and weigh up. And to be honest, I'm very, very, in regards to the future, I still haven't made up my mind at all. So I'm just focusing on football at the moment. And I do think that playing good football's going to make things a bit easier.
Well, I'm sure your focus is firmly on the derby on Friday night. It's going to be a great game between yourselves and the Broncos. Congratulations on registering those first competition points of the season. Best of luck for Friday night's game. It's going to be a beauty. Thanks for your time, Nate, as always.
Too easy, mate. Thank you very much.